You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, who is grafted in? That's the question. That is the million-dollar question. It's the Gentiles that are grafted in, folks. God's covenant, his new covenant and his old covenant, were with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. He divorced the house of Israel because of their sins, because of their pagan practices, because they wouldn't obey his laws, because they worshipped pagan idols, pagan deities, committed adultery against God. They did the what we call Christmas, Easter, all these pagan things. That's why he divorced them. And Assyria came in and captured them, hauled them off into the pagan lands. They don't even know who they are anymore. He promises that he is going to bring them back in the very end, and they are going to worship him. They don't even know who they are. And when he gathers them together, they repent and say that they've inherited lies, worthless and unprofitable lies from their fathers. This is talking about the church fathers. And boy, are there a lot of people out there that buy into the lies of the church fathers, and they ignore God's laws, and they worship pagan deities. Equivalent today, Christmas, Easter again, things like that. Sounds like the church to me. Anyhow, let's look at what happens in Ezekiel 37:16. It says, "As for you, son of man, take a stick for yourself and write on it, 'For Judah, and for the children of Israel, his companions.' Then take another stick and write on it, 'For Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions.' Then join them one to another into one stick, and they will become one in your hand. And when the children of your people speak to you, saying, 'Will you not show us what you mean by these?' You shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord, surely I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his companions, and I will join them with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall become one in my hand. And the sticks on which you write will be in your hand before their eyes, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord, surely I will take from the children of Israel, from among the nations, the Gentiles, wherever they have gone, and I will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land.'" This is a prophecy of what God does in the very end, Jeremiah 16. He's taken the house of Israel, which are driven off into the pagan foreign lands, they assimilate in, don't even know who they are, and the house of Judah, and he joins them together and he makes them one, and this is the new covenant. This is the new covenant that I will make with them, says the Lord, with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. They become one, and everybody has to, if you're not physically blood, then you have to be grafted in and become part of the house of Israel to be in the covenant with God. The Gentiles aren't in it. So when your ministers are telling you you're a Gentile, you don't do these things, we don't have to obey God's laws, those are only for the Jews, folks, they're either deceived or they're lying. They're deceived or they're lying.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.